Everybody knows this song. It's Happy Birthday. But in this voicemail message, Sarah Rosenberg is on the second verse and about to begin the third.
My birthday's January 17th.
That's Dan Rosenberg, who keeps his mother's message on his phone.
So it was a year ago this January. She didn't quite make it to this birthday of mine. She passed away on New Year's Eve. But I saved that one and played it on my birthday like it was this year.
Maybe lots of people know there are three verses to Happy Birthday. In any case, Sarah Rosenberg knew all three, as well as the words to hundreds, perhaps thousands of other songs. Her family says she probably spent half of her days singing. As a student in New York City, Dan says his mother would study lyric sheets as she rode the subway from Washington Heights to Brooklyn College.
Music was a very big part of her life. Not professionally. She was a school psychologist. And I think one of her people she really touched and influenced is going to be stopping by in about a half hour.
It was an act of kindness 45 years ago that first brought the Rosenberg family to this secluded four-bedroom home along Wellfleet's unfrequented high-toss road.
We were renting every year in the summers until 67, and the house we were in while we were at the beach caught fire and burned down. I know. It was quite as if we came home and it was in ashes.
Members of the Wellfleet Volunteer Fire Department gave the Rosenbergs clothes to wear and a place to stay. This place, a house now warmly brimming with books and well-labeled file folders. There's a piano in the corner and photographs all around. It's a home on 2 acres that Sarah and her husband Bernard paid $12,000 for. The summer Wellfleet's volunteers came to the family's aid.
The Rosenbergs from New York City immediately became what's known as Washashores here, but Wellfleetians. And my mom really, really loved being part of the community here.
The family moved to Wellfleet full-time in the early 1970s, when Sarah was in her early 50s. Her oldest daughter, Dina, was out of the house. Dan was a junior in high school, and her youngest, Becky, was in elementary school. They took easily to life on the Outer Cape, and Sarah soon went to work as a Title I school psychologist in the Nauset and Provincetown Truro school districts, one of the first counselors to work in the schools.
How are you?
Barbara Golding of Truro says Sarah changed her life.
This was one of the women that my mom worked with.
Golding was an overwhelmed 24-year-old with 4 children, including twin boys, when she began spending Thursday afternoons with Sarah Rosenberg.
My name when I knew Mrs. Rosenberg was Heyman. And I met your mom through the school because I was wacky.
Sarah took care of Golding's mental health, which she says was a blessing for the entire family.
Everyone else just never fit. They didn't get me. They didn't understand me. We lived right across the street from the school. I'd go to school meetings barefoot. I never saw anything wrong with that. Sarah very gently would say, it isn't that you can't go barefoot, because you can. You certainly can. You can do anything you want to do. However, just for, you know, your children's sake and for, you know, people's wanting to know that you're serious. And that's all she had to say. And I said, I wore shoes to school ever since.
It was Sarah who came to Golding's defense when the school district insisted upon removing her boys from their mainstream classroom.
My children were a handful, and the school system wanted to deem them retarded, slow, all these words that you guys are out of your minds. And Sarah believed that more than anything. And she did not, would not allow them to disregard them like they were nothing. She fought with me, by me, because I had to go to court, I had to go to Boston.
Sarah's youngest daughter, Becky, says her mother was not confrontational or even controversial by nature, but she didn't hesitate to stand up for what she viewed as injustice. In this instance, Becky says that because of her mom, the effort to move the boys to a special section of the North Truro School Library proved unsuccessful.
Nowadays, they've come to see that everybody that's got different abilities and different ways of being able to learn can contribute, but my mother saw it before anybody else saw it. So the end result was that the folks in Boston sent down a very big rebuke of the local people saying, you know, not only are we going to fund this, but you let, you know, Mrs. Rosenberg work with this family as long as necessary.
The incident was well publicized, as was the time shy little 9-year-old Becky Rosenberg decided she wanted to play Little League Baseball, along with the gang from recess. Her friends didn't care that she was a girl, she says. They just knew she could catch and throw.
So we got there, and I was, you know, playing catch with my friends, and then the coach came over and told my mother that I couldn't try out. So they got into a discussion about why, and my mother said, well, you know, if you don't think she's good enough, then I'll accept that, but not just because she's a girl. And, you know, no, I don't support boys and girls playing on the same team. So if you want to fight this, you have to go to the selectmen's meeting. So the next night we were at the selectmen's meeting.
It was a time when the issue of girls playing sports was being argued in federal courtrooms. In Wellfleet, the small government meeting the Rosenbergs attended ended with the coach's resignation and Becky playing Little League. Years later, Becky would become Wellfleet's recreation director, organizing sporting opportunities for other young Wellfleetians.
My quote in the paper at age 9, I don't want to be a Supreme Court case. You know, I just want to play baseball.
Yeah, that's what Becky, that was.
You know, and that was true.
Sarah Rosenberg died on New Year's Eve after returning from a car trip to New York City with Danny and Becky, where she saw the Broadway musical Wicked. Dan and Becky say she sang and chatted all the way home. That night, after 88 years, she went to sleep and she didn't wake up. It was a life filled with listening to others and advocating for those who couldn't always do so for themselves. It also was a life filled with song, music, and a love for the people who welcomed her and her family to their adopted home on Outer Cape Cod. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.